Heard at Sports Radio every weekday morning from 7 to 10 a.m. Coming up on Friday's show, it's a free-for-all as usual. We'll talk with Chad Forbes of NFL Draft Bites about all the things going on in the NFL. Mike Sauter from Heard at Sports stops by with all his takes on the latest local sports action. And, of course, we'll do our weekly check-in with former Husker and current pizza shop owner Matt Versal. Take a dive into the latest news and all things sports. Heard at Sports Radio with Ravi Lula and Damon Benning.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
And now, back to Hail Varsity Radio.
Back into it, it's Hail Varsity Radio. On the road today at the Hail Varsity Club in La Vista. And still time to get down, get your seat. Just pretend you're boxing out in the paint. And get in here for Creighton tonight as they are trying to advance past those smart kids from Princeton in the Sweet 16. Another smart, we'll say dude, not kid, Brady Altman's with us from HailVarsity.com and magazine. He is all over your recruiting needs and updates all weekend long, a banner weekend for Nebraska football. With Brady, what's the head count, the unofficial head count with visitors this weekend? I have the stars breakdown, but the total number is, we'll just say, a lot. Fair?
Yeah. I think the last official head count that we had was somewhere around 26, I believe. But then, as is the norm with this coaching staff, they say, hey, do you want to come in and then
come on down?
So I at this point, as a Friday afternoon, it's above 30 by my count.
Sure. Well, listen, a lot is made of Dylan Raiola's return trip, but the narrative, Brady, is not just about Dylan, but that Dylan effect. Guys want to gauge his take on Nebraska. It's an opportunity for Nebraska, not only with Raiola, but also the slew of high-level talent that Nebraska's had before and they've brought in before over the years. They've also developed a lot of guys into top-tier talent. But this is the first time since, I think you got to go back to that vaunted 05 Callahan class where you have so much star power.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of sheer numbers of stars here, this might be, I think for my money, and I'm comfortable saying, the most important or biggest star-studded recruiting weekend in the history of Nebraska football. I don't think that they've ever had a class of visitors this, deep in talent ever before in the program. And I think you're right. I think we've talked about this. Elijah, I think you were there when we kind of talked about it before. It's Raiola he opens eyes. He opens national conversation around your program. And he's actually, to his credit, he's done a lot of like open peer recruiting and saying like, hey, I like Nebraska. Do you like Nebraska? I saw they offered you, like, you should check it out kind of thing. And it's one of those things where you get the top, recruit in the country. Guys want to play with talent, and he gets there. And I don't think that there's going to be any case of a kid that says, oh, Dylan committed there, I'm going to go there. They're not resting solely on his commitment, but if it's good enough for him, they think maybe it's good enough for me. And then they see it, they get the same treatment. They get, their arms wrapped around them by the coaching staff and current Huskers. And they think, maybe I need to think more about Nebraska. And then I think it gets into the point for this visit specifically. They enjoy it so much. They think about it and then they come back for the spring game. And if they do that, then I think as the coaching staff can just put their hands off the wheel, because that's about all you can do. And if they're ready to come back for the spring game, you like your chances at that point.
So, Brady, I think you just kind of answered one of the topics that Schmidt and I have hit a decent amount this week in a roundabout way, in that I've been asking the question, does Dylan Raiola have to be a commit eventually for this weekend to be a success? And you're saying, no, you don't think so?
I don't think so. I would expect maybe some commitments, in the 3 to 4 days following the weekend. But I would be surprised if Dylan commits, just because he seems like a kid that's going to to check all the boxes and take all the visits. And he is scheduled to visit Oregon after the week after Nebraska spring game. It sounds like he's going to visit Nebraska spring game now as well. So I don't think that you need to get Dylan. That's not the, I mean, I guess in a way that is the top objective and top priority because he is the number one guy in the class. But I don't think it's the realistic goal of like, make or break, if that's your goal this weekend, you can get a whole lot done without getting him to commit.
So let's spend a minute here on how this staff will use their time, build the relationships, reaffirm some of the relationships. They've done a marvelous job in short order. They are going to do what? What will these potential Huskers see this weekend from the staff? What will they see from the team?
Well, a lot of on-campus visiting and a lot of on-campus sightseeing. They're taking them on Gators. It's the coaching staff's hope to get them to meet people all over the place. They want to open up and create the family environment right away. So they're going to go to different departments. They're going to go to different places. They want to show them around campus. They want to show them to the athletic facility staff, meet everybody. They want to even kind of knock down any sort of barriers between the football program and other sports. Like they will be, just shortly at the baseball game. And that's obviously a big night for the baseball team. Not only do they want to pack the house, and they probably will, if only because word gets out for the recruits, but it's also a big day for their retiring some jerseys from former Huskers, which, Shane Comine, Alex Gordon, and the like, they carry a whole lot of weight behind them, and Husker fans, they love and appreciate them. And if they get a chance to impress a whole lot of 5-star recruits or 4-star recruits coming in, they might cheer a little bit harder. They're going to be here. Most of them will be here on Saturday for part of the practice. That's closed to media for obvious reasons. Now that you can imagine it, they want to get the idea because Rhule is very open and transparent. If they don't like the way that he sets up practice, no power, no shame, carry on. But if a kid can see how they practice and say, I think they can develop me here, that means a lot to him, because then that's the dirty work. And if they can handle the dirty work, then they feel pretty good about it. And I think they'll probably just show them around a little bit more on Saturday before it's all said and done.
Brady Oltmans is with us here talking a huge recruiting weekend for Nebraska, Hail Varsity Radio. And Brady, whenever you look at this huge list of visitors, so many names to go through, but can you give me your power rankings of some of the most important guys that are going to be in town this weekend, at least in your eyes? Maybe not the guys that are the highest stars, but in terms of guys Nebraska really needs to make a good impression on, who do you think are those most important guys this weekend?
Well, you like Brandon Baker. I mean, you'd like a good offensive lineman and one of the best offensive linemen in the country. I think he means a lot. And for the same way, Andrew Sprague means a lot, but they're also different. Brandon comes from Mater Dave in California. Sprague is from Rockhurst in Kansas City. So you're looking at two different geographies. Me personally, he's also the other 5-star, but Williams Nwaneri from Lee Summit North. He's realistically, he looks like a tight end, but he is he's 6'5", 200, almost 300 some pounds, and he looks like a tight end. I mean, he's a freakish defensive lineman athlete who can bull rush and move laterally like you haven't seen before. And then I think you kind of get into like your skill position guys, your Peyton Lewis's from Salem, Virginia. You get your Ryan Wingo's in there, Bryant Wesco, guys that are the speedy skill position guys who could contribute, maybe not right away, but with enough exposure to the program where their incubation period for impact at Nebraska is less so than some others.
That's the question here with Nebraska. Where are they at roster-wise with early playing time? We just don't know. We'll see how year one goes, who's young or who's an older guy. There's a lot of older guys in the program, but they've been around a while, so there could be some opportunity for early playing time. The key, though, Brady, and this, same with you, Elijah, is the positions do matter with early playing time. It's not that common to have early playing time on the lines of scrimmage. You can, but are you ready? Versus some of the skill spots, and the skill spots are super appealing. They're Hollywood. They're flash. They're playmaking, but man, it's the meat and potatoes, the lines of scrimmage guys, and Nebraska's done a great job of bringing in some of those lines of scrimmage guys, not just nationally, but also from that 500-mile radius. Do you agree?
Yeah, and I think that it's clearly a point of emphasis. I mean, they got a whole lot of linemen in just in that short stretch for the 2023 recruiting class, and I think that those guys might take a year or two to develop. It's clearly a point of emphasis that they're looking at now. I think it goes back to something that, you know, kind of Rule said was, even just this last week during spring ball, is that they kind of blur the lines between positions a little bit, generally speaking. You know, if you're a linebacker, you got to learn to play a little bit of rover, no defensive back tendencies, and you got to be able to step up to the line. If you're a tight end, you got to be able to run block, pass block, go run routes. So you got to be able to learn, you know, your slot and step back in the backfield too. So you really need dynamic athletes, and overall, that's what they're looking for. But they also are smart enough to know that their bread is going to be butter than the line of scrimmage in Nebraska, you know, come Big Ten play. So that's really what they're focusing on for the now and for the future.
Brady, real quick, the combination, and Searles hit on this yesterday, of the early playing time of the fan base and NIL. I mean, is that a pretty hard triple threat for programs that are winning at a higher level to beat, coupling that with Rule and his ability and staff to connect with kids?
Well, I don't think anything is going to be too much for this staff to overcome just based upon knowing them and their history and how they treat people if they are open and transparent with kids. Some kids aren't going to want to sit down and develop for a couple of years. Some want to play right away. And if there's no real chance of them doing that or breaking through the roster, then, you know, you kind of tip your cap and say, we'll help you, you know, best of luck on your future endeavors. We'll always kind of be here. Nebraska, if NIL is an issue, that Nebraska offers, you know, a pretty competitive NIL package if you are spectacular here and you play on the football team. But as Rule has said, we don't want kids who are going to ask about NIL within their first 10 minutes on campus kind of thing. Like, that's not the kind of guys that they're looking for, you know? So it's, and then like Dylan's in a special situation because Nebraska's quarterback room next fall is going to be kind of interesting. I mean, Jeff Sims is very promising, but it's a competition and everything is wide open. This coaching staff loves it. They like that this Huskers, you know, roster is full of competition. So any kid worth their salt can come in and compete for a spot. I just don't think it's going to be promised. And to be honest with you, the implications I get from the Rule staff is they don't like kids who want it to be, you know, thrusted upon them, or they don't want to walk in expecting a roster spot.
Brady, I think last thought before we get you out here, I need to ask if you've been following the saga of Micah Mazzucca down at Florida. Yesterday, reenters his name into the transfer portal and then overnight deletes a tweet. Seems like he's back with the Gators. Now, this is a guy Nebraska was among the final three of transfer portal destinations. Is there something there, something to follow if you're a Husker fan?
I definitely think it's something to keep your eye on if you're a Husker fan. Maybe more than anything, it just kind of is a testament to the situation that Florida's got going on there. I mean, you had the Jaden Rashada recruiting saga, and I like Billy Napier, and it seems like he's got to get that ship steady. But, you know, there's a whole lot of football politicking to be done behind the scenes of a major SEC program like that. And I think this might be one of those instances where it's like a kid just kind of gets lost in the shuffle of all of that. So if you're a Husker fan, it might be something to keep an eye on, but it might also just be something of where, you know, he's uncomfy 1 week. Maybe, you know, they kind of even hash all that stuff out.
All the updates, recruiting weekend for Nebraska, star-studded. In fact, at Brady Altman's, give him a follow and find him with HaleVarsity.com and magazine. Brady, get a beer and a dog and enjoy the weekend. Thanks for a few minutes.
Yeah, always appreciate you guys.
Heard at Sports Radio, every weekday morning from 7 to 10 a.m.
Coming up on Friday's show, it's a free-for-all as usual. We'll talk with Chad Forbes of NFL Draft Bites about all the things going on in the NFL. Mike Sonner from Heard at Sports stops by with all his takes on the latest local sports action. And, of course, we'll do our weekly check-in with former Husker and current pizza shop owner Matt Versal.
Take a dive into the latest news and all things sports. Heard at Sports Radio with Ravi Lula and Damon Benning.